Hello. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, welcome back. When you were very, very young, for the pre-servants class now to St. John directly, please. When you were very babes, kida, Abuna Shnuda used to give your brothers and sisters who are now in the secondary school 5 minutes before the Ashe, before the sermon. We come back as of tonight, huh? To have that again. 5 minutes, especially for you, and then you go to the deacons meeting or whatever activities you have. Did you hear about, did you hear the gospel of tonight? Did you understand it? What does it mean? No, not you. No. You came late, okay. What does it mean? What is the meaning of this miracle? One, two, three. No one?
The meaning of the miracle was that God can do, that anyone can do, that man can do anything with God's help.
Exactly. Bravo, Alex. You know what happened? The tax collectors came to Jesus, came to one of the disciples, Peter, and said to him, will your master pay the tax or not? And then what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? He asked Peter. Must we pay or we must not? We are not slaves, we are not servants, we are the citizens. We are not supposed to pay. But so as not to offend them, he asked him to go where? To the wilderness? Go home? Go sleep? Go where? Home. You were sleeping.
To the sea.
To the sea. What for? To go fishing. And why? As much as he can. Why? How many fish did he fish? How many? How many fish did Peter fish? 100. 100. Huh?
600.
2 million. 1,000. Just one fish.
Just one fish.
Oh, you remember now. Just one fish. Why? Why just one fish? Huh? Because for one fish, the Lord asked Peter to cut it, and he would find
money.
The taxes, where they should two coins, and he said to him, go and pay. Just one fish. If the Lord can pay for us from one fish only, how much can he pay for us for our life? How much? A lot. A lot. Yes? If we want to have everything, whom should we rely on? Whom must we ask and seek? Who? You think God? What you think is right? Right, God, Jesus Christ. Whatever we need, we should ask God. Ask, and you will be replied. Seek, and you will find.
Knock, and it will be open to you.
This is the verse of today. Ask. Repeat after me. Ask and you will be
given.
Yeah. No.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find.
Seek and you will find. Knock.
And it will be open to you.
Again, ask and you will give into you. Seek
and you will find.
Knock
and the door will open to you.
Okay, then it must be a good lesson for us to pray in the morning, to pray before going to bed, to pray before we eat, to pray while we are leaving our home, to pray on our way to the school, back from the school, to pray before we doing our homework, to pray before we sleep. Every time we pray, we ask, and every time we ask, we will
be given.
Thank you very much for listening. To next week, inshallah. God bless you. Stand up for prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Because worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord. Thine the kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. Quietly from this door. Quietly. Very quietly. No speak. No hurrying. We are in the church. Very quiet. Thank you very much.